To English sports fans, there is no more hallowed institution than Manchester United Football Club. To the nation's rabid soccer fans, it's either the team you love or the team you love to hate. Now, friends and foes of the team find themselves united in uproar. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, the reason is a takeover bid for United by an American.
Manchester fans boast that their team has 126 years of history, a market value of around $1.3 billion, and over 50 million fans worldwide. It's won nearly every honor the sport has. Clearly, this is about more than just a bunch of men kicking around an inflated piece of leather. Just head down to the row of fish and chip shops near the Old Trafford Stadium, also known as the Theatre of Dreams. Folks there will tell you that Manchester United is a national institution, on a par with the royal family, the BBC, or fish and chips. As they eat their chips with curry sauce, the fans say it's not the sort of thing you sell to an outsider.
We do not want Malcolm Glazer up here taking over Man United.
Yeah, well, the problem is if he takes over, we become a one-man company, and that's not what the fans want.
I don't think he ought to be able to, you know, take over.
We don't want him here. We don't want him here. We've got loads of money. We don't need him.
We can win titles without his money.
He's a businessman, not a sports fan, so...
Malcolm Glazer is a self-made multimillionaire. He bought the cellar-dwelling Buccaneers in 1995 and built them into the winners of the 2003 Super Bowl. Manchester snubbed a previous bid from Glazer last year, claiming that to fund the deal, he would have to borrow too heavily against the team's future earnings. Glazer has already spent millions of dollars to build up a 28% stake in Manchester United. Just before Christmas, he announced his intention to make another attempt to capture the Red Devils, as fans call the team. It's a fight between fans who see United as a community institution, which it is, and those who see it as a valuable global brand, which it also is. John Rawling is a sports writer with The Guardian newspaper.
What we're seeing here is the traditional fans up against city institutions, big business and shareholders versus the fans who regard their particular club as their own.
Glazer's publicist didn't respond to requests for an interview. British media have reported that the publicist, Bob Leffler, accused opponents of the takeover bid of xenophobia. It's true that some hardcore supporters did burn an American flag on the field at one game. The fish and chip crowd will tell you that regardless of nationality, what binds Manchester fans together is a transcendental faith in their club.
Greatest football club in the world.
It's religion. It's not just football, is it?
Oh, it's like heaven.
Brilliant, really.
So it is my life. It's all I do. I just follow Manchester United around the country watching them.
Like any faith, this one has its fundamentalists. Some fans reportedly splashed paint on the cars of Glazer's corporate backers, as well as swamping them with a flood of emails, faxes, and unsolicited pizzas. Thousands demonstrated in the streets outside the stadium. Eventually, investment bankers J.P. Morgan and his U.K. publicists decided to drop Glazer as their client. But while fans are cheering their team, a group called Shareholders United is trying to organize the fans. Individual shareholders control about 18% of the club's stock. Shareholders United says they need to recruit those people into the campaign to foil the takeover bid. Sean Bones is a Manchester factory worker and vice chairman of the group.
When we first started out, everyone said that the supporters of Manchester United had no chance to be able to defeat Malcolm Glazer. And we were total underdogs, a million to one outsiders. It has changed, the odds have changed. At the moment, we're actually favourites to be able to keep the club independent.
So even as the team struggles in the pouring rain to reach a nil-nil draw with lowly ranked Exeter City, that still gives fans of Manchester United something to cheer about. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Manchester, England.